I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've told you about the English camps in China as a backdoor to sharing the gospel. Right now, a team with China Partner is at the camp in Sichuan Province teaching students English. We caught up with China Partner's Eric Berglund to get an update on how it's going.
One of the lesson plans was the Good Samaritan. I proceeded to ask, how many of you actually own a Bible? And about five students raised their hands. So I proceeded with a story, the Good Samaritan, and I compared it with a minority group that live here in China. Well, this really resonated with the young people. And after the class, I had one-on-one discussions with several young people. One student said, yeah, my grandmother became a believer years ago when there was a missionary in her town. In fact, this student actually said the word Christian in English to me, which blew me away.
This is opening unique conversations about God and His Word, even for students who are familiar with Christianity. Pray for the team that's finishing ministry this week. And in other news, actions speak louder than words, right? Well, a team with Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, recently showed this in Guatemala. Team leader Steve Watson.
We had some teams that walked as far as 45 minutes to get to a home. And it leads credence to the story when you tell them about Jesus. God will go to great lengths to get your attention.
Another team is going in November. You can sign up at our website.
If God's tugging on your heart to go, then step out and be obedient. And even if you don't wind up going, take the step.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.